You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. In the first week of November, Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah addressed his supporters. Many Hezbollah supporters who were expecting the group to declare an open war against Hamas got agitated as the address ended. Some even threw shoes at the TV. Nasrallah was accused of being a coward by not launching a full-scale attack, even as its Palestinian ally Hamas waged a violent war with Israel. But a new video released by Hezbollah now shows that its chief and the group's biggest sponsor, Iran, might have an even bigger and more sinister plot against Israel. Israel is fighting its main war in Gaza, but it is coming under attack from many sides, especially the northern frontier. Now, in just the last couple of days, the Houthis of Yemen have released videos which show them launching air attacks on Israel and also shooting down an American military drone. Israel has also faced rocket attacks from Syrian territory. But the most persistent and deadly out of all of these have been Hezbollah, the militant group based out of Lebanon. Like Hamas, Hezbollah is supported by Iran. On 7th of November, Hezbollah has now released a new video. It has footage of the Hezbollah attacks on Israel in recent days and a speech by Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah. All the while, a lot of numbers flash through the screen. It may seem like just another propaganda video, but the numbers are a sinister omen for Israel. We tell you how. Hezbollah claims that because of its attacks since October 7th, Israel has had to divert a lot of its firepower towards the Lebanon border. Around 80,000 soldiers, or 30% of the Israeli army, have been moved to the Lebanon front, according to a Hezbollah, that is. Now, this is not much lower than the 1 lakh troops stationed in or around Gaza. Hezbollah claims Israel has deployed 7 ships, Super Drova patrol boats, the Navy's elite Shahed 13 commando unit, and Dolphin submarines in the Mediterranean waters near Lebanon. From the Israeli Air Force, 25% of firepower, or around 100 fighter jets, give or take, and intelligence aircrafts and electronic warfare planes have been sent to counter Hezbollah. When it comes to Israel's famous missile defense system, around half have apparently been moved near Lebanon. This is according to Hezbollah. Hezbollah says that its attacks have also forced Israel to evacuate people from more than 40 settlements near the Lebanon border. Now, around 65,000 people have had to be moved from a 5-kilometer radius near Lebanon, as compared to 70,000 people from near the Gaza border. Now, all of these numbers have been given by Hezbollah and so cannot be taken as accurate on first viewing. However, it is true that Israel has been forced to mobilize a lot of its troops and weaponry towards Hezbollah to stop it from running amok while the Israel Defense Forces are busy fighting Hamas in Gaza. But if the numbers are accurate, then it exposes an even bigger problem, that Hezbollah or its sponsor Iran have deeply infiltrated the Israeli military and intelligence agencies. A similar allegation was leveled on October 7th as well, when Hamas was able to catch Israel completely by surprise and launch hundreds of fighters into their territory to maim, to kill, and to kidnap. The most worrying aspect, however, of the Hezbollah video may be its last statement. It says, quote unquote, "We will not be satisfied with only this." Hezbollah supporters have criticized the group's boss, Hassan Nasrallah, for not having declared an open war against Israel so far. The video shows that Hezbollah may have a deeper, a more sinister plan up its sleeve. The question is whether Israel and America and other Western nations, with all their technological and military might, can stop this war from turning into a widespread conflict enveloping the whole of the Middle East. Divide and conquer. Benjamin Netanyahu tried to do it with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Some say Netanyahu's move allowed Hamas to become stronger and is now coming back to haunt him and to haunt Israel. And now the enemy seems to have picked a leaf from the same book. Divide the IDF troops and weapons into waging wars at several fronts at the same time. Is this the second and larger part of Hamas and Iran's Operation Al-Aqsa flood, which Israel yet again has failed to foresee? This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at the rate of Prasadaditi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.